Hello everyone, this is Joe from Cocolette.com. From today, I will be here every 2 days to share with you my notes and experiences of English study. And, of course, our first priority is translation, so we will focus more on that part. Each program is concerning with a specific topic. I will read the paragraphs first, and then go back and recheck the unfamiliar words and expressions one by one. Some details and tips about translation will be noted below each paragraph, so take a look at it if it's necessary. For your information, I'm from Chongqing, so perhaps every now and then I speak Mandarin with a Sichuan accent. I beg your pardon if that makes you uncomfortable. Also, if you come across a problem and question, you are free to ask. Okay, let's start our first topic. Today is a special day because it's the first day of Gaokao this year, so our topic is about the exams. Gaokao is not the be-all and end-all in life. The National Higher Education Entrance Examination, or commonly known as Gaokao, is an academic examination held annually in China. This examination is a prerequisite for entrance into almost all higher education institutions at undergraduate level. At June every year, police roadblocks are set up around schools and nearby construction sites are ordered to fall silent as a country is plunged into 2 or 3 days of Gaokao fever. In fact, almost everyone, students, parents, teachers, and policymakers, seems to accept that this system is squeezing creativity out of students. Still, it has some advantages such as fair selection of talents, improve the level of education, provide conditions for rural students to change their economic status, and form a good atmosphere of advocating knowledge. Though, for the 5th straight year, the number of Gaokao applicants has declined. This year, around 9.12 million Chinese high school students are sitting the notorious tough university entrance exam, after a year of repeating past papers and in large part, learning by rote. Okay, 现在让我们回到最初，学习一下这篇文章当中一些好的表达和用法。标题当中有一个非常有趣的表达，叫做 the be all and end all。翻译成中文呢，就是第一要义和终极目的。比如说 paper qualification, though useful, is not a be-all and end-all. 文凭呢虽然重要虽然有用但不是第一要义不是人生的终极目标。第二段当中最重要的词语就是 prerequisite, 翻译成中文呢就是前提和首要条件的意思。We can also use prior condition. 第三段当中第一个比较重要的用法是 be plunged into,突然陷入 For example, people are afraid they will be plunged into poverty. 人们很担心他们会突然陷入贫困。第二个用法呢是什么什么 fever。什么什么 fever 呢可以翻译成什么什么热。比如说 traveling fever, 旅行热 Chinese fever, 汉语热。OK,下一段当中有一个比较有趣的用法是 squeeze out。Squeeze out 本意是挤出和榨出的意思，但在这段当中用的比较抽象，不宜直译。我把它改译为了丧失，因为它带有 ing 的时态，所以我把它转化成了汉语当中的逐渐二字。最后，让我们来看一下最后一段。最后一段呢，有几个比较有意思的单词和短语。第一个是 for the 5th straight year。这是一个比较常见的在句首表示连续多长时间的表达，比方说连续四天 for the 4th straight day。 第二个单词是 notoriously， 众所周知的，它大部分指的是坏名声，所以我们可以把它翻译成臭名昭著的。第三个呢是我们比较熟悉的历届试题历届真题的英文表达叫 last papers。 第四个短语叫 in large part， 在很大程度上。 For instance, tornado warnings still depend in large part on human observations。 龙卷风预警很大程度上还是依靠人类观察。最后一个单词叫做 rote， 它相当于英文当中的 cramming 填鸭式的教学，也就是死记硬背。 Okay guys, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. Hope to see you next time. Bye.